Fuck this week. I mean it. You don't know how many shitty PowerPoint presentations I've had to sit through. I don't even know. My brain is mush, and I'm so close to quitting. Well, you're lucky you got out. I'm sure the grass isn't always greener, but it was a little easier when you were there. At least we could go for a walk and I could vent to you and you'd know exactly what I was talking about. Now you're dealing with a completely new set of, I don't want to be mean and call them idiots or talking heads, because that'd be disrespectful. Well, to the band, obviously. But, yeah, a new set of folks to deal with. I really appreciate you meeting up with me to have a drink, even if we don't actually drink. That's how on edge I've been, is that even if I do drink, I don't even think it helps. Maybe that's a symptom of something worse. I promise I'm not an alcoholic. But even, like, caffeine isn't even doing it for me. I think I may have already reached a level of stress that is just immune to any of the chemical effects that I might be able to put into my body. You can tell me about all your bullshit, too. I do want to know. Or we could not, and we could just sit here. It does feel relaxing to be here. The atmosphere leaves a little to desire, what with the smell of stale beer in the air and the questionable folks, but I felt my body untense. I don't know why I can't talk tonight, but I felt just this, is that what relaxing is? I felt my body do that when I saw you. So that's a good sign. And that is very much appreciated, because I feel like I've been still wound up. My boss had the audacity to say, it's Q2, so make sure that you are getting your budgets together and maybe do some team building. And I'm like, the only team building my team would want to do is to get the fuck out of this office and never come back. Like, I bring them croissants, and I bring them, like, I try and do the best things and take care of them. But I find myself questioning, is it even worth it? Like, if I don't want to fucking be here, why should they want to be here? But then I do think about things like insurance and my FSA, and yeah, there are some things that I guess kind of make it worth it, but then I just get upset about the establishment and the, blah, blah. I promise that's not the alcohol kicking in. That's just me. That's just me tripping over my words, because I've been talking so much and my mouth is tired. Anyway, I was going to talk about some sort of capitalism rant and how it's crony and eventually becomes the worst of the worst, but you know that. I know that. Even if I do love strategy every now and then. I think for a second I considered going back and getting my MBA. But why? So I can learn how to speak to investors. Start my own paper company. It is a little tempting to gain entry into that club. that people stop questioning if I know what I'm talking about. But I could also just keep my head down, keep my little team happy, and maybe one day retire. I do think I'd retire. I think I'd want, like, not necessarily a white picket fence, but I do think about some of the old houses that I lived in growing up. We never had enough to buy, but we could rent. I think about some of the moldings around the fireplace and the built-in shelves that you don't see anymore. I think about the fireplace and how we weren't allowed to use it. How I wish that I could just make some s'mores. So yeah, I think I'd want a fireplace. I do think I'd want some classical elements to the house that I eventually buy. I don't know if a front yard would be necessary, but a backyard would be nice. How many bedrooms? I don't know. Depends on how many kids we have. I mean, when I said we, I meant the person that eventually I marry. You did look a little happy when I said it, though. I mean, I'd be pretty happy with me, too. Ambitious girl. And I think I'm kind of cute. From what I recall from that very odd family picnic outing, your guests seem to like me. So I'll count that as a check in the family column. That was worth it enough to show up here. So I'd say I'm a strong maybe. Maybe not enough to have a marriage pact, but enough to maybe have you think about it. But let's say 3 to 4 bedrooms, not counting an office as a bedroom, and maybe not a den as a bedroom. I'm not expensive. I mean, I guess we could find a house somewhere in the desert somewhere, or out in the boonies where there are maybe good schools. I think I'd want both cats and dogs. Indoor cats, though. One at a time, though. I hope you're taking mental notes, because even if we don't end up together, this is probably a good guide for whoever you do end up with. I'm a great friend like that. I'll make sure you're completely prepared for your wedding day. Yeah, why not? That's what friends are for. I mean, I picture you in my life for the long haul. It's so easy to talk to you and to be around you, and I don't have to fear being a total bitch about everything. Even though I'm not really, I'm quite patient and nice, but it doesn't always feel like that, especially at work. God, there's so many sensitive ass people. I do my best. Anyway, I think you're pretty great. Yeah. Do you want to order some food? Surprised we haven't. You picked a place that has food, because you know I like that. But there was no food when I arrived. Come on, if you want a wifey, you need to make sure I'm getting fed. Let's practice, I mean.